Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 13.
Coffee Break Chinese.
大家好，很高兴和大家一起学习中文。Was that okay?
一起学习。
一起学习中文。
很棒。
Okay, so we're delighted to be back once again with you learning Chinese. My name's Mark. 我叫马克。
你好，我叫 Crystal。
你好吗 ,Crystal?
很棒，你呢？
我也很棒。
太棒了。
Okay, we've been looking at the topic of food and ordering food in restaurants. And in this lesson, we're going to be putting that into practice with a conversation and also introducing some other things that you may want to order when you're visiting a Chinese restaurant. But for now, 准备好了吗?
开始吧。
Okay, in this lesson, we're going to begin with a conversation which will help us review the materials that we covered last time. The situation is that, well, you're visiting a restaurant. I am visiting a restaurant. I'm asking for a table for two, and Crystal's going to take the part of the maitre d' or the waitress in this restaurant, and we'll take it from there. So let's have a listen. We'll do this quite slowly, first of all, and then we'll go a little bit more quickly at maybe a normal speed the second time round. Here we go.
你好，几个人？
你好，两个人。
这边请。
谢谢。
给你菜单。
谢谢。有英文菜单吗？
对不起，没有英文菜单。
没问题。
吃什么？
请问他吃的是什么？
他吃的是鸡肉炒面。
辣不辣？
不太辣，很好吃。
好吧，我要一样的。我妻子要北京烤鸭。
好的。
Okay, so we've ordered our food. I have ordered a particular thing, and I've ordered something for 我妻子, which is my
wife.
My wife. Okay, let's listen again to the conversation, and then we'll go through it in detail. This time, we'll do it a little more quickly. Once again, I, of course, am the learner here, and I hope my pronunciation is okay. Crystal, if there's anything wrong, please do not hesitate to stop me and correct my tones and my pronunciation.
没问题。
Okay, here goes.
你好，几个人？
你好，两个人。
这边请。
谢谢。
给你菜单。
谢谢。有英文菜单吗？
对不起，没有英文菜单。
没问题。
吃什么？
请问他吃的是什么？
他吃的是鸡肉炒面。
辣不辣？
不太辣，很好吃。
好吧。我要一样的。我妻子要北京烤鸭。
好的。
Okay, I wonder if our listeners can first of all identify what I ordered for my wife, a very famous dish. What was it?
北京烤鸭。
So we learned that 鸭 was the word for duck, or 鸭肉was the duck meat. But in this case, we're referring specifically to 北京烤鸭, so Beijing roast duck, Peking duck. Let's go through the whole conversation from the beginning and see, make sure we're understanding everything. So I began, well, the waitress, Crystal, began by saying,
你好,几个人?
So 几个人 is how many people. So 几个, the 个 is the measure word.
For people.
For people. So 几个人, how many people? And I said it was for two people.
两个人.
And we remember that it's not are, when we're talking about measure words, it's 两 or two. So two people, 两个人. What was the other measure word that we came across when we were talking about cups of tea? How would we say two cups of tea? I wonder if our listeners can remember how they would say, I want two cups of tea. Crystal, can you help us?
我要两杯茶。
So, 两杯 茶. The bei is the cup, measure word. In this case, 2杯茶, two cups of tea. So in this case, I'm saying two people. 2个人 for me and 我妻子, my wife. Then Crystal said,
这边请.
And that is please
this way.
This way. So 这边请. Let's see that again.
这边请.
Okay. 这边请, this way. And I said thanks. 谢谢. Then the waitress gave us something.
给你菜单.
So 给 is this give. Here you are. Literally give. Give to you. 菜单, the dish list. The menu. 菜单. 给你菜单. Give you the menu. I thanked her. And then I asked something specific here about the menu. I asked, do you have a menu in English? Now, I wonder if our listeners again here can remember how you would say this. Do you have a menu in English? Literally, have English dish list question word. Crystal, can you help us?
Yep. 有英文菜单吗?
有英文菜单吗? But unfortunately, this restaurant, this particular restaurant we've chosen, doesn't have a menu in English. So what did Crystal say?
没有英文菜单.
So 没有 is the not have, the negative form of have. I have is
我有,
and I don't have
我没有.
Okay, and in this case, we're talking about we don't have. So would we say literally 我们没有? So in the case of this quick conversation, we don't need to use the 我们.
No, because it's obvious.
It's obvious. Okay, so 没有, we don't have, 英文, English, 菜单, menu. So 对不起, 没有英文菜单. Okay, and I said that it wasn't a problem, using that very useful phrase.
没问题.
没问题. 没问题. So that's a second, then a fourth, then a second tone. 没问题. Let's hear it.
没问题.
Okay, so we had a look at the menu and we also had a look at the, well, my wife and I had a look at the menu and we had a look at what people are eating round about. So when the waitress came back and said,
吃什么?
So literally, would that mean
eat what?
Very direct. 吃什么? Could the waitress equally have said, let me see if I can work this out. 你们要吃什么?
Perfect.
You all, or you both in this case, want to eat what?
对.
Okay. But in fact, she was just a little bit more direct. She just went straight for it. 吃什么?
She must be busy.
She must be busy. Must have lots to do, yeah. And so then I asked a question. Let's listen to my question.
请问他吃的是什么?
So this is this question that I found quite tricky last time. 请问, please. 他吃的. So he eats of, whatever he's eating of, is what?
对。他吃的是什么?
What's he eating? And the answer was?
他吃的是鸡肉炒面。So,
他吃的是鸡肉炒面。So, he eats, is, whatever he eats is, 鸡肉, which is chicken, 炒面。炒面。 So he's eating chicken chow mein. And then I had another question, that ever important question when we're eating in China.
辣不辣?
辣不辣? Which means spicy, not spicy. Or we could have said 辣吗?
嗯,对.
Okay. And the answer was it's not too spicy.
不太辣.
不太辣. It's not too spicy, but we'll get a little more information.
很好吃.
好吃. Now, we've not learned this word, but it's got 好 in it, so it must be something to do with good.
Yeah, easily can guess. 好 is good, 吃 is eat, good to eat.
Of course. I hadn't really noticed the ch in there. The ch is to eat. So how ch, good to eat. Good, mm-hmm. good enough to eat.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, delicious. Chen hao ch, it's delicious. And then I said hao ba, which is
okay.
Okay. And then I said, I would like some of that then. Wo yao yi yang de.
I want the same.
I want the same. Mm-hmm. And then I ordered for my wife. I said,
我妻子要北京烤鸭.
So my wife wants Peking duck. 我妻子要北京烤鸭. And the waitress went off and got whatever it is we wanted. 好的. Excellent. Okay, we hope that that's been a useful review conversation based on what we learned last time. Now, coming up after the break, we're going to be looking at some other things that you may want to order if you're eating in a Chinese restaurant. But that in just a moment. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Okay, welcome back. Now we are going to be going on and learning a few more things, particularly knowing how to order some drinks when we're having a meal in a Chinese restaurant. However, before we do that, Crystal, when we were talking earlier, you were telling me a little bit about some of the ways in which these phrases and these words are used in the restaurant context.
Chinese people are very economical sometimes with their words. Mm-hmm. If there's a way to say something in a more straightforward or direct way, they wouldn't go through a very sophisticated expression. For example, if you say, my wife would like 北京烤鸭, please. Mm-hmm. In Chinese, we would say, 我妻子要北京烤鸭. My wife wants Beijing roast duck.
Okay. So there's no, so there's please, no please and there's no would like or anything.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But that doesn't mean Chinese are rude.
Uh-huh.
It's just the way we're used to express things.
Okay.
Especially among friends or family members, if you are over polite, people might think we are not close enough or there's something wrong, you want to distance yourself from us.
Right.
And also in the service industry, people don't expect you to say thank you or please because they think it's their job to serve you. For example, when I went back to Shanghai, which is a very metropolitan city, I was in a taxi, so I was paying my money to the taxi driver and say, thank you. He said, oh, no, you shouldn't thank me. You give me business. I should thank you instead. So if you are very British-like, going to China, please thank you a lot. They might think you are a bit over the top.
Okay. If you were to say, no need to thank you, I think we know that phrase, don't we?
不用谢.
Okay, 不用谢. So no need to thank. So is that what the taxi driver said to you?
Yeah, indeed.
Excellent. So in the kind of dinner table context, for example, if you're sitting around a table with your family or friends and you would like to someone to pass you something in English, would you be so kind as to pass me the salt or the pepper or the whatever, the dumplings?
Yes.
So what would that be in Mandarin?
给我饺子.
Give me dumplings. Okay, and here you are, enjoy. It would just be gay. Okay, and would you thank me for passing you the dumplings?
Not necessary, but if you want to be polite, you could.
Okay, yeah. I suppose the message is, well, it's good to be part of another culture. It's also good not to lose all your own standards.
Exactly.
Okay, so far we've learned to order tea and coffee and water and juice and even some soft drinks. But what we haven't learned is how to order any any alcoholic drinks like wine or beer or indeed any traditional Chinese alcoholic drinks. So Crystal, can you help us with this? How would we, if we were ordering, for example, a bottle of wine,
so
what happens there?
一瓶.
So what does that mean?
One bottle.
A bottle. Okay, so that's 一, again,
is one.
And 瓶, a bottle. Is that one of the measure words?
Yeah, a bottle.
A bottle. So a bottle. If it were a bottle of water, could we say 一瓶水?
水,
third tone. 一瓶水, a bottle of water. So what would a bottle of wine be?
一瓶酒.
So that's 酒, that's the word for wine.
对, but it's complicated here, really.
Okay, tell us why.
Because you have wine, grape wine. Yeah. In Chinese, we just say wine.
Mm-hmm.
葡萄酒.
葡萄酒.
葡萄 is grapes.
Grape, okay.
酒 is the alcohol, is the wine.
Right, so 葡萄酒. Mm-hmm. What are the tones there?
葡, second tone. 葡萄, neutral tone. 酒, third tone.
葡萄酒.
Uh-huh, and then you say red or white.
Now, I think we know both red and white from previous things that we've learned. Can I remember correctly? Is red hong? So would that be hong 葡萄酒?
对.
And white, we talked about when we were talking about rice, I think. I think it starts with a b sound.
Bai.
Bai. Or sorry, bai.
Mm-hmm.
Bai 葡萄酒. So white wine.
Mm-hmm.
So red wine.
Or 红葡萄酒.
And white wine.
白葡萄酒.
Right. Now you said 葡萄酒 for grape wine. Mm. Are there other types of wine, perhaps rice wine?
Oh. When you go to China, a very popular drink is called baijiu.
Baijiu. Is that bai as in white?
Uh-huh.
But it's not white wine.
The difference between baijiu and baiputaojiu is baiputaojiu is made of grapes.
Yeah.
Baijiu is basically just very hard spirit.
Okay.
Okay. It could be made of rice, could be made of sorghum, could be other food. But it's not grapes.
Okay, and it's much stronger than...
Oh, yes.
You sound as if you're talking from experience there.
Indeed.
Okay, so baijiu, you need to know what you're ordering. If you order baijiu, it's definitely not just white wine.
No, definitely not.
So a white Chinese spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the other, I would imagine, very common drink that we might be ordering in a restaurant would be beer.
啤酒.
啤酒, so that's another kind of 酒.
Uh-huh.
And 啤, I guess it sounds a little bit like beer.
Yes, it precisely. We'll borrow the pronunciation of beer and then you translate to 啤.
So it's like beer wine,
beer
or
wine.
Beer alcohol.
Beer
or something
alcohol,
like that.
More like.
啤酒, okay. So a bottle of beer, I would like a bottle of beer. 我要一瓶啤酒.
非常好. It's very common to order an iced beer, 冰啤酒.
That's 冰啤酒, iced
对,
beer.
对.
So 冰 on its own?
Ice.
Ice.
Mm-hmm.
冰啤酒.
Iced beer.
So if a river is frozen over or a lake is frozen over, is the ice that's there the same ice?
Uh-huh.
Is that still 冰?
对.
Okay. 冰啤酒.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's put this into a conversation now. This time, Crystal is once again playing waitress. You're getting very good at this. And I am ordering drinks for me and my girlfriend this time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so here goes.
你好, 你们喝什么?
有冰啤酒吗?
有的, 要几瓶?
我要一瓶冰啤酒。 我女朋友, 要一杯白葡萄酒。
对不起,我们没有白葡萄酒,但是有红葡萄酒。
好的, 没问题，请给我女朋友一杯红葡萄酒。
给你的冰啤酒和你的红葡萄酒。
谢谢。
不用谢。
Okay, right, so there, I was ordering drinks. Let's go through the conversation again. The waitress started by saying,
你好，你们喝什么？
So, hello, you both drink what? And I said,
有冰啤酒吗？
So I'm asking, do you have something? And I'm asking specifically, do you have 冰啤酒, which is iced beer?
Mm-hmm.
有冰啤酒吗？And the waiter says,
有的。
We do.
要几瓶。
So this 几 means how many. We saw it in 几个, how many people. So 要几瓶, how many bottles do you want?
Yes.
And I answered,
我要一瓶冰啤酒。
I want one bottle of iced beer.
我女朋友要一杯白葡萄酒。
So there I'm saying, 我女朋友, my girlfriend, 要, wants, 一杯, one glass, this time, not 一瓶, one bottle, this time just 一杯, a glass, 白葡萄酒, of white wine. But there's a problem.
对不起,我们没有白葡萄酒,但是有红葡萄酒。
Listen again to that and see if you can work out what the problem is.
对不起,我们没有白葡萄酒,但是有红葡萄酒。
So, Crystal has said, or the waitress has said, 我们没有白葡萄酒, we don't have white wine, 但是, but, 有红葡萄酒, we have red wine. And I say,
好的,没问题。
That's fine, no problem. And then,
请给我女朋友一杯红葡萄酒。
So please give my girlfriend a glass of red wine. 请给我女朋友一杯红葡萄酒。So please give my girlfriend a glass of red wine. And then the waitress brings our drinks.
给你的冰啤酒和你的红葡萄酒。
So here you are, your iced beer and your red wine. 你的冰啤酒, so your iced beer, 和, that's the word for and, 你的红葡萄酒, here is your red wine. And we say,
谢谢,
thank you. And of course the waitress then says,
不用谢,
no need to thank. Okay, now there's one final thing that we need to learn when we're ordering drinks, and that is the word for cheers. How do we say cheers in Mandarin, Crystal?
干杯。
干杯。And that's two first tones.
Yes, literal translation. 干 is dry. 杯, the cup, to dry the bottom of the cup.
To dry the bottom of the cup.
But it doesn't mean bottom up. It just means cheers.
Cheers, okay. 干杯。
It can be bottoms up,
yep,
too.
Okay, so now we know cheers also, and that's where we'll leave this episode. Okay, you can practice all this language and more in this week's bonus episode. You can find that as part of the premium materials at coffeebreakchinese.com. Simply scroll down the page and find the link for trying out those materials. In fact, you can get the first three lessons absolutely free. If you head to coffeebreakchinese.com, you'll be able to see the video lessons, the lesson notes, and the bonus audio for lessons 1, 2, and 3 absolutely free at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Don't forget, you can visit Coffee Break Chinese on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakchinese. And you can tell us about any experiences you've had going out for a meal or drink in China, or indeed in a Chinese restaurant anywhere else in the world.
We are also on Twitter, Learn Chinese. And I think that's all the information we need to give you. So thank you for listening once more. And
谢谢,
再见, and 干杯!
干杯!
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.